Yeah, really excited for game week. It's here. It seemed like it was a long ways away when we first started camp. Really proud of the way our guys performed in camp and the way the coaches and the players handled the difficulty of camp. And I think we got through it the way we wanted to. I think we were really physical, aggressive, and even with our practices, we were able to do that. And the guys worked extremely hard in the off season. Since January, they've been working, and it's paid off, and it shows. And I'm excited for them to put it on the field come Saturday night. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Really happy with the guys, and you guys pretty much just really excited about the opportunity to go against SIU. I think looking at the opponents, I mean, this is a lot of people don't know about them as an FCS program, but they're a powerhouse at FCS level. Nick Hill's a really good head coach. Have a lot of respect for him. He's actually a guy that's going into his ninth year as a head coach, just like I am. He's coaching at his alma mater. So I know how he feels about coaching his alma mater, me doing the same. But if you look at the things that he's done as a coach and how his players play, I think it's a huge compliment to him and his staff and able to get their team ready to go. And a dangerous team. They've the last 2 years, a couple years ago, they beat Northwestern, and last year they beat Northern Illinois. So I believe in their history as FCS program, they've won six games against FBS opponents, and five of them, their head coach, Nick Hill, has been attached to that, three as a coach and two as a player. So they're not going to be coming in here very shy. I think they're going to come in here with excitement and energy to try to get a win, and we're excited about it. We want to make sure that we give them our best shot when they arrive here in Provo. But watching their team, been connected with, I've met and talked with their defensive coordinator and seeing their coaching staff, really good group, and it all starts with their head coach. But their players play well, well coached, tough team, never give up, and so they've had a lot of success. Went to the playoffs last year. And lost in an overtime game to Idaho. It was a close game, and you could tell these guys, they love the game of football. So I have a lot of respect for their program, a lot of respect for their players. I know they got some turnover and getting some guys going, but what you know with consistency that they have in their coaching staff with their head coach, that they'll be able to get their guys ready to go, and we'll get their best shot Saturday. We just got to make sure that they get ours. So I'll take any questions you guys may have.
Let's go ahead and start with Jake Hatch and then Dana Green.
Well, any of you decided who your starting quarterback is going to be this week?
Yeah, I think you guys have the depth chart, so we kind of have an idea. We know our plan. We know what we're going to be doing, just not ready to tell everybody our game plan yet. So we have an idea of what we're going to do and how we're going to execute our offense and what we're going to do in all three phases, offense, defense, and special teams. So we're excited about it.
What is the position of most concern coming out of camp, and what position are you you're most confident in with your depth?
Well, I'm concerned about all of them because there's some veteran players that are coming back and some new players are going to get opportunities. But until you get it in the game, I mean, we've had scrimmages and things like that, but until you get it when it really counts in a game, you really don't know how they're going to respond. So. They're all concerning to me as a head coach. That's what I focus on, but it's also why our focus is to get depth and make sure that the depth is quality. So we'll be able to handle. I think we'll be able to count on a lot of players to make plays in all different positions. And if there's any issues, then we can go to our depth with that.
Go ahead, Jared, and then Mitch.
Kalani, we got the official announcement of the team leadership council just a few minutes ago. No real surprises, but what's that process like for you to have that come together and be established at this point? And then kind of in addition to have both of the quarterbacks on that, the top quarterbacks on that council, what does that mean?
Yeah, I think the 15 players are the ones that got the majority of the votes, but they're What was exciting for me to see was that there was way more than that received votes and multiple votes. So it wasn't just a guy voting for himself. You know, they have a good number of our players that receive votes. And so that means that we have a great leadership group, not just limited to the 15 that are in the leadership council and that are co-captains and captains. And so I feel really excited about that. But that should happen when you have a lot of veterans and a group that's gone through some adversity together and has worked really hard together. So this is a close-knit group. I'm excited to see them. I know that the leadership is not just about the guys that can speak. It's the guys that actually do the work and lead by example. I think you look at that group of young men, they're not all talkers. I think a lot of them just do the work, and they have an impact in a lot of different ways. And part of leadership is allowing the coaches to give leadership opportunities to the players, and I'm thankful that A-Rod and Jay has been able to do that. So leadership is just not something that just happens automatically. I think you have to be able to grow it from the beginning, and these guys are in a really good spot now, and I give a lot of credit to our coaches and also to the upperclassmen on our group. So I'm excited about the group. I think having both quarterbacks receive a lot of votes is a good sign. But it's also the fact that you guys, the names that you aren't seeing, it gives me a lot of confidence going to that we have a really good group.
Kalani, whoever that first quarterback is that takes the first snap, will that guy get the chance to, if he has success, to operate throughout the entire game? Or are you planning to or expecting to play both Jake and Gary in this game?
Yeah, I think we're planning to do a lot of different things. We have a lot of options, and the goal is to get the win. So I'm can't tell you how that's going to go yet right now on Monday. But we know we have an opportunity. We can win with more than just one person at quarterback. We have a number of them that can play and that we can get victories with. And so that goes with all the positions. We feel really good about the depth there, and the quarterback just happens to be a deep one for us as well. I was really proud with how the quarterbacks handled all of camp, and feel confident going into the season with our group of quarterbacks that we have all together, especially the top two.
We'll take some more questions from Jay and then Kevin.
Kalani, does this mean that we're not going to find out who the starting quarterback is until he runs out on the field on Saturday night?
Yep, exactly.
Okay.
That's why it's listed as an or. So you keep asking the questions. We have a plan, guys. We know what we're doing. We've been through this before, and we're going to be just fine.
I also wanted to ask about Tanner Wall apparently winning that safety spot. A little bit of a surprise maybe to some people, but what did he do to kind of earn that?
It's what we always do, and you know, defense, you'll see a number of guys that can play. So it's a deep group, the whole entire safety group, and Jay's in charge of it as he is the defense, and I feel good about a number of those guys that can play. There's way more safeties that can play now than we've ever had before. It's a good sign, but we only know one way, and that's the competition goes, and the guys that understand it and can get us the most production on the field is going to be on the field first, but we're not against using more than one guy. So I'm really proud of Tanner and proud of that entire group, but we feel good about the entire group that's listed on the depth chart.
Hey, Kalani, what made you put an or next to Chase Roberts and JoJo Phillips, and what has JoJo done in this offseason to kind of get ready and grow into this role?
Well, I think you look at the numbers and the positions listed, we can go a lot of different personnel groups, and so we've shown it on film. I'm not giving away any advantage by saying that we have the opportunity to play with more than just two or three wideouts at a time. And so looking at what JoJo's done, it's given I think he deserves the respect to be listed on there. And we could name 17 type of starters on and with in regards to the personnel group, so I just think that keeps it a lot cleaner that way. And same thing goes for tight ends. We could name three different tight end groups, but we're just keeping it how it is and pretty simple so you guys can see it. But it's not uncommon for you guys to see us use a number of six wideouts or so.
We'll take some more questions from Jared Lloyd and then Jay Catch.
Well, it's been a long time since the last time you took the field. How good is it to get to a point where Saturday you get a chance to see what these boys can do in the stadium again?
Yeah, I'm just super excited. I know the fans are excited about the game, and the guys are we're getting sick of hitting each other. Even though we've had some really cool and live moments and been really physical, it's just going to be nice to hit somebody else and then you know, for our offense to cheer for our defense and defense to cheer for the offense. And so it's kind of, we're making that transition. We've gone against each other and been sick of hitting each other, but I thought they handled, with all the competition going on, offense versus defense, I thought they handled it really well. And it was a back and forth all through camp, and that, I think that's going to be a good sign for us going into the season.
Well, you talk about Nick Hill being a similar circumstance to you, where he's an alum of the university, but he's an offensive guy, played quarterback, but this rep for Southern Illinois, they're a defensive team. What do you make of them on film?
Well, I mean, that makes sense. You're forgetting that I was an offensive guy, too. No respect for the fullbacks. That's messed up. I know he played quarterback and all that and gets a lot of the spotlight, but fullbacks have feelings too, you know. So I'm a fullback that basically were brought up in the defensive side of coaching, and so the one thing I do know about Nick Hill is he knows football, and he knows how to get his guys motivated, and he gets the most out of his guys. Just a great coach. I like what he does, and he has a great reputation, and I think, you know, the fact that he's coaching for his alma mater is a really cool thing. I know how he feels about coaching for his alma mater. I'm doing the same. I think Southern Illinois is really fortunate to have him. He's a really good coach, and he could be a lot of different places, but he chooses to be there.
Go ahead, Dana, and then Mitch.
Connie, a lot of oars at the running back position as well. Is LJ Martin going to be ready to go, and do you expect to use 3 or 4 of those guys on Saturday?
Yep, LJ will be ready to go, and that's why he's on the list, and we're excited to see him play. So this is sophomore year. It feels like it's a different player. Last year he's trying to learn the offense. This year he knows it already, and he's teaching the younger guys. He's teaching the freshmen. So he's got so much ability. And him with Folau, with Hinkley, and with Miles, and with the newcomers, I think it's going to be a lot of fun to watch those guys go. But I've been excited because the leadership that we're seeing from LJ. And I don't know if you guys have been around him long enough to know that he doesn't really say much. But, man, he has such an influence on this team. And when he does speak, people listen. And I think he does a lot of different ways of communicating. But he's... The running back group has been really good since he's become a leader and become a little bit more now the veteran rather than the newcomer.
Lonnie, how aware is your team of Southern Illinois' history in terms of success they've had against FBS teams and maybe just the awareness of the players of what they're facing in a team that I won't be starry-eyed coming in Saturday?
Yeah, I think they're aware of it. I mean, we talked about it, but at the same time, I think that's how we are with all our opponents. We want to respect them, and we want to see and appreciate how they play the game. I think they do it the right way. You watch them play games, and you watch the energy that they have with their team. It speaks to their culture. So I think they're in a really good spot as a program. They're coming here, and they're trying to take a win from us. We have to defend Lavelle Edwards Stadium, and our players understand this. Nothing personal, but we have goals and plans too. And so when we get out there and we compete, it's going to be a fun game, and we'll see what happens. But I know that there's tons of respect from our players to that program and for myself to their coaching and their coaching staff and their program. But when it comes down to the game starts and nobody cares about what the coaches say. It's about what's on the field. And so we're going to have our fans there. It's going to be exciting to be at home. We're excited the football's back again. You can kind of get a feel for that last weekend when guys were playing games, and it was cool to see those games happen. And I think it all starts again Thursday, and away we go. College football's back.
Go ahead, Jake.
I only got a two-parter here. I'll ask him in two parts just to clarify. So first thing, it's game week. What is your most concerning thing about your program that keeps you up at night right now?
No, I'm not concerned. I just want to play. I want to show everybody what we got. So, we've been through this before. I've been coaching a long time. I've been around the game of football a long time. We all know what's being said, and we all know what's being predicted out there. We just want to get out there and play. So the guys have worked extremely hard. They've been doubted and questioned quite a bit, and you have 12 opportunities that are guaranteed to show yourself, and this is opportunity number one. And I need to make sure our guys are ready to go. That's my job, and they will be. They'll be excited, and everything that they've done up until now has been exactly what we've asked them to do.
Kind of alluded to it just there, but I just wanted to ask you, how confident are you feeling about your guys going into year two of the Big 12 and they're wanting to improve after the 5-7 a year ago?
Yep, I'm confident in them. It's just this is not uncharted territory anymore. We've been through this before, and so it's okay. These guys are good. They can handle it. We're excited. We want to get out there and show what we've been doing and show the sacrifices that have been made and the hard work that's been put into it. And, and see if we can change some minds and play the game.
Okay, we'll wrap things up here. Let's have one more question from Mitch.
Yeah, Kalani, what's holding you and A-Rod back from naming a starter, or was this by design all along to just wait until game day?
I think it wasn't all by design until we decided that we didn't have to. You know, this is I think we're trying to respect the process of everything, and then we see that we're in a really good spot, and we have two really good quarterbacks, and honestly, we have all our quarterbacks are really good. So it's like we just want to get out there and play the game. You guys will see it. I don't think you need all the answers right now, so you'll get them when they come.